The federal government says its concessional loans programs are delivering much-needed assistance to farmers in drought. The Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, says more than 500 loans have been approved nationally, worth more than $280 million. But that's less than half the amount earmarked for the concessional loans since 2013. Farmers say that proves their argument that the loans are missing the mark. Anna Vito reports.
Asked if he'd describe the government's concessional loan schemes as a success, Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce is unequivocal.
Yeah, I would, because we've lent out over 550 concessional loans.
But figures from the Department of Agriculture show that while $790 million has been put on the table for concessional loans nationally since 2013, less than half of that has actually been approved in loans to farmers.
Clearly these loans are not finding their mark.
The New South Wales Farmers Association President Fiona Simpson isn't surprised by the figures.
Despite there being three loan packages on the table, these loans are not in a helpful package for landholders or acceptable to the lending institutions.
The first of the three concessional loan schemes was introduced by the former Labor government 2 years ago. The $420 million farm finance scheme was rejigged and then continued by the coalition, but only 40% of those funds have hit the ground. Then there's the drought concessional loan scheme announced early last year. Less than half of its $270 million has been approved as loans. Finally, there's the drought recovery concessional loan scheme announced in December. Less than $2 million of its $100 million in funds has been taken up by farmers so far. If you're confused, you're not the only one, and Fiona Simpson says that complexity is one reason why farmers have been slow to access the programs.
They have different interest rates, they have different terms, and it's very hard to get your head around what you can actually apply for.
Grant Maudsley is the president of Queensland's farm lobby, AgForce, and he says a lot of the feedback from his drought-stricken members is that five-year concessional loans just aren't attractive.
Free money for anyone.
What Queensland farmers did appreciate, he says, were Commonwealth grants for managing pests like wild dogs, for community infrastructure projects, and for rural financial counsellors who offer free advice to farmers in severe financial distress.
Those things will have a beneficial effect in terms of people spending money on infrastructure to prepare themselves for, you know, future-proofing their business.
But those grants were only made available to Queensland and New South Wales, the worst-hit drought states. In other states, like South Australia, where farmers say their drought situation is getting serious, only three South Australians have had their loans approved. Jeff Power is president of Livestock SA.
Until we can sit down, that is industry, and sit down with governments, national and state, and sort out a system, we're always going to have this problem.
That's Jeff Power from Livestock's SA there, and that report by Anna Vido.